You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode number 577, guys. Thank you for being with us today. Really appreciate it. We're going to go into some detail for you today on how to outfit your production.
This is not about cameras. It's not about drones. It's about how to support those cameras and drones on the back end. What infrastructure do you need? I'm talking about storage, computer-wise, to get done what you need to get done. What is the best thing to do? So today we're going to be talking about that infrastructure. If you don't have a big budget, what is the best computer you can get to edit footage on, to get your product out to people, to promote yourself and run your business? And what if you have a bigger budget? What's the ultimate safe haven? We're going to talk about that today. Right, Rob?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. Also, big special thank you to all of you who have left a review on the podcast. If you find this information valuable, you think it might help someone else, give it a share, leave it a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. All right, Rob, let's go ahead and play that question.
Hi, Paul, Rob. This is Daryl. I'm new to Drone You. I think you guys are providing a fantastic, much-needed service. This is exactly what I was looking for. I'm interested in flying drones. I'm in construction trade and also a realtor. And I'm going to probably incorporate the drone technology and video and videography and photographs into my business as part of my service that I offer. Now, one of the things that I'm calling or asking a question about has to do with the purchasing of the drone. I'm looking at spending probably $2,000 to $4,000 range. Now, that's just for the drone technology itself. But as we all know, I'm an engineer by trade. The processing of these videos is going to be much more intensive than it would be for photography. So one of the things I'd like to hear you guys talk about is what's needed on the processing end of that spectrum. So we're talking about solid state drives as opposed to magnetic or electromagnetic drives. We're talking about the most processing power that you can probably buy, which, you know, on a limited budget might be hard to do. We're talking about multiple monitors, the software itself, Lightshow and Photoshop. All those things cost equal amounts of money, adding up to much more money than the drone actually would cost. So what do you do here? I mean, how do you balance that? How do you balance the joy of flying with this investment, which is starting to add up to be quite a sizable investment, maybe upwards of $10,000 when you look at it. So I'd be interested in hearing how you guys discuss that and help us prepare for what that might entail. As always, like I said before, great job. You guys are filling a much needed niche here. Keep up the good work. I look for great things from you guys in the future. Thanks a lot. I look forward to your response. Thanks.
Holy ramble.
Well, you know, sometimes it's difficult to succinctly convey your thoughts.
It's always difficult to do that.
It is difficult when, I don't know, there's just so many options and so many different ways that you can outfit yourself. But so you don't want to spend too much, but you want to make sure that you've got the right equipment. So you don't want to spend too little. It's just, I don't know. It's tough to know what you need to do.
It is tough. And luckily, I have already written an email to Rob with all the links to everything I'm about to talk about. Personally, for myself, I didn't have a laptop from my last business. So I didn't have any infrastructure. I had to start out brand new. So if a lot of you are starting out brand new, I empathize. I totally empathize. And I just really want to say thanks to Jason, who gave me a lot of the information that you're about to hear. Thanks to Rob for eating charqui all day long. I appreciate that too. So let's talk about the safe haven. So what do I mean about safe haven? I'm talking about if you need a system of storage, you need a system to edit, and you need a system that will have a backup of a backup to ensure that you never lose footage. For me, I did not have this system. I had to rough it, and I roughed it for too long, okay? I made the mistake of not having a backup or a RAID-style drive. So I'm just going to say that if I were is it possible to start this business on a shoestring budget and get the results? Yes, it is. Is it going to take a lot more work? Absolutely. Is it worth it? It depends on what you think. But I will just caution everyone and say this. When you're forced to stick within a budget, it makes you become more creative in solving the same problems. And also, guys, remember, you never get wealthy by spending your money. So that being said, if I did not have a large budget, let me just tell you what I did anyway, because that's what I'm going to say anyway. So if I didn't have a large budget, I would buy a quad-core refurbished Mac Mini. I would upgrade the RAM myself, so I would buy it with the least amount of RAM possible. Yes.
Which Mac Mini? Because they've changed, right, from the one that you bought?
They have changed. I've linked it in the podcast.
Okay.
And in fact, the Mac Mini, I linked one Mac Mini that has an SSD in it. I've linked an even cheaper Mac Mini. And if you want to go even cheaper to $600 and get, I think it's like a 2.4 gigahertz drive, you can do that. I don't recommend that. I recommend a quad core drive to be able to handle this more intense footage.
But that's an older Mini, right? The quad core?
It is, but it's the one I linked.
Okay.
So, perfect. Yeah. It is. They don't make quad core Mac Minis anymore, which is total. Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, it sucks.
Anyway.
Screw Apple. I love Apple, but screw you. Love hate relationship.
Carrying on.
So I got an IPS monitor. The reason I got an IPS monitor is it's the only way to get true color. Also, make sure you calibrate this monitor. You can pay someone to calibrate it, or you can buy the Spider Monkey, is what I call it. And you can color grade the monitor itself. Why is this important? You want to make sure that your footage looks consistent no matter who's looking at it, at what screen or what monitor. You always want to make sure that your monitor's white balance and everything, RGB levels are set.
Is there a particular brand of monitor that you like?
There is. In fact, I gave you a link to it.
I'm sure there are links to all these, but I'm asking the questions anyways.
It's really important to get an IPS display. So Sam's Club used to have them. The LG displays, which are actually my favorite displays, they had them at Sam's Club. They don't have them anymore. I've linked them. They're on Amazon. If you have a Costco membership, Dell has an IPS display. I think it's $169. It's the cheapest IPS display that you can get. It's at Costco right now. I actually just bought one.
Cool.
So Mac Mini, IPS monitor. If I want to buy RAM with it, so RAM is going to cost me $200 on top of the $800 computer. I'm at $1,000 right now. The monitor is $200. I'm at $1,200 right now. And then these 1 terabyte hard drives are $54. Now, here's the warning. Always keep a backup of your footage. If that means that you have footage on an SD card and you put it on a hard drive, you edit all the footage on that hard drive, keep the footage on the little micro SD cards. I made this mistake very recently for a commercial for a very large company, and I put all the footage on a drive. It was a brand new Seagate hard drive, and it failed, and I'm having to pay $1,400.
That sucks.
To get it back.
That sucks.
It does suck. So
redundancy, so critical.
It really is, and there are different ways to create redundancy without having to pay too much money, but you have to be cognizant of these things. You got to create these habits so you don't make mistakes and it cause epic harm to your business. So that being said, if you have more money, you want to go the safe route. I will say this. There is a large misnomer, a misconception that you need solid state drives in a RAID setup to have the best possible archived storage. Archive storage means you're not editing from this. You're just putting your storage on the hard drive so you have access to it and you have a backup. Right now, Drobo has a system where you can get a Drobo, which stores multiple hard drives. This is essentially like a networked computer. And it stores multiple hard drives. They've got a deal right now where you can get a Drobo networked 5C station with 4 4-terabyte hard drives. That's 16 terabytes of space for $950, which if you were to get... you can't even get that much. If you were to get, let's say, 4 terabytes of solid state drives, you're going to pay $5,000 for 4 terabytes at
SSD. Big difference.
It is.
And you just don't need that if you're not editing directly from that drive.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying. Cool.
Now, if you are editing from that drive and you've got it in a RAID setup, I've added some links in here for SSD hard drives. These are the Samsung Evos. They're solid state drives and you plug them right into the Drobo itself. I've linked those. The one thing I will say is that the cool thing about SSD is that the more storage you buy, the cheaper it is. But it's still wickedly expensive. Mm-hmm. So if you have a lot of money, I would buy an iMac 5K. I would still buy a refurbished one. I would upgrade the RAM still. I would buy a Drobo, install the hard drives, and be ready to go. And okay. That would handle 4K footage, no problem. I would say this, you guys. You should really have a computer that you edit on and a computer that you do everything else on. Because if you... This is why I love Mac. On Macs, the likelihood of you getting a virus is almost zero. I don't want to... It's almost zero. On a Windows machine, it's a lot easier. So I will say, if you're editing footage... Number one, I don't recommend Windows. I know that a lot of broadcast companies use Windows and they use Avid, which Avid is a great program. And for their needs, it meets their needs. But for you small business owners out there, I don't think it's going to meet your needs. One thing I've even been realizing about Premiere Pro is the longer render time versus using Apple and Final Cut Pro. Hmm. So Final Cut Pro has really mastered rendering and render cycle and render time.
Which is such an important aspect of your efficiency when you're editing. That totally. Takes so much time. It
really does. And I can't imagine if I had a Windows-based machine and all of a sudden I clicked on some link from Nigeria on accident and then lost everything. I'd be so mad. So... Anyway, don't click links that you don't know about.
They're not really going to give you $1 million.
No, they're not. You're going to give them at least $1,000, though, to get all your data back. So
that's right.
That's also a reason not to have a networked storage. If you have storage that is directly connected to your computer, that's great. I wouldn't have my storage connected to the internet. I know people do that. It's not secure. For most people, it really won't matter because chances of you being targeted are low. But as soon as you become more and more famous, more and more prevalent, the chances increase as well. So
for sure.
Anyway.
All right. So we've got the link to the iMac for the higher budget.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That'll be in there. And then, mm-hmm. So just one of those?
I would just get one. I mean, like here at DroneU, for example, Ilker has one with an additional screen. You can do that. I would love it if we had another editing machine, to be honest with you. I would really love that. I think we would get a little bit more done here, but I actually don't want to ask you to buy that, to be honest with you. So anyway, that being said, I hope that this information provided... I don't like talking about computers and electronics. Like, it's not exciting to me. It is a necessary evil of infrastructure necessary to develop revenue.
That's but you feel it. Like you've given Daryl and anybody else... kind of two options, sort of the lower budget option and the higher budget option, and really just about everything that they would need. Software.
Here's the other thing too, is the mobile option. If you're traveling all the time and you want to be able to edit from the road, which is why I bought this. I know Drone, you bought me a laptop. This is actually a different laptop. This is another laptop because it has a solid state drive in it. So
where's the Drone U version of the laptop?
It's at home uploading and downloading footage all the time.
Oh, cool.
So it's got its own purpose right now.
Awesome.
That being said, this computer, if you're mobile and you need to edit like me, buy last year's model of MacBook Pro. Do not buy this year's model. You'll waste money. It's slower. Don't get it. In fact, I bought the 13-inch MacBook Pro. This is the 2015 model. It is a quad core and it has a killer graphics card. It's got an SSD in it. I updated the RAM in this. I wanted to buy a MacBook Pro over the MacBook or the MacBook Air because it has upgradable RAM. So on the new ones, it doesn't have anything upgradable.
I don't know why they do that. It has to all be about just forcing you to buy more RAM from them, obviously. Why else would they do that?
Yeah, if Apple doesn't really cater to the pro market like they say they're going to do in the next year, they're going to have significant problems because I believe that Apple's computer system was really brought up in media and education. It's really good for those two things. Media and presentations via education. You know, you really can't, you know, a lot of people use PowerPoint, but Keynote craps on PowerPoint. No offense.
That's not very nice.
I use PowerPoint like I used Photoshop for like 5 to 10 years. So I trust me, huge power user of PowerPoint. And it's just a lot easier to
understand. So, question for you. Mm-hmm. You talk a lot about upgrading the RAM and doing it yourself, even on this machine, right? Mm-hmm. Is that really difficult to do? Do you not recommend people do that, or just go to YouTube, figure out how to do it, and do it?
It's very easy. Go to YouTube and figure out how to do it, because it's different per computer. So, on the iMac, see that little door that's below the little slots for the fan holes? That pops out. Now, it pops out a very specific way.
Okay.
You can't just go up and try to get it out.
Stick a knife in there.
Yeah, it comes out in a very, there's like a specific pinhole that you have to press while moving your finger a certain way, and it like comes out.
All right, so standing on one foot?
Yes.
Awesome. I think that's beyond my capabilities.
Now with the MacBook, you've got to be driving with a really small screwdriver and take out the six screws.
Doing things, trying to make driving more interesting. But people shouldn't be overwhelmed by the prospect of doing that themselves, basically.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, I would love to do a Guinness World Record of driving a Tesla and building a drone while the car is driving itself. That way I could be the first record holder for building a drone while driving.
On a closed course, of course.
If I-40 is a closed course.
Well, that'd take a lot of finagling, so. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Hey, the ideas are just...
Moral of the story, know where Paul is at all times.
Anyway, I hope that helps you. Find the links in the caption below. They will help you. You can get all of this stuff on Amazon. Just remember, upgrade your RAM for faster processing speed. Make sure you have a great graphics card. And if you are budget limited, ask yourself, should I get a more powerful machine at home, or should I go with a mobile setup? Because a mobile setup is going to cost you more, a lot more.
Yeah.
So
it just depends on if you're somebody who works on the road a lot, for example, and needs to be editing on the fly and some of those kinds of questions.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah. All right.
All right. Well, guys, that's going to do it for us today. I hate talking about this because it just reminds me of the fact that I had a hard drive fail recently. And the cheaper option will work for you, but try to buy something new within a year. So.
Awesome.
I waited too long. So I waited 3 years. So don't do that. Yeah. Anyway, learn from me. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask a Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.